Sometimes we may go into nature. That's how we say we go into a forest or a desert. Or we go underwater. And we can feel at ease and soothed, even though there's a lot going on. Even though nature never stops. The millions of ants struggling with their seeds. And the birds talking, and so on. And yet we can be at ease. And sometimes when we meet that busyness in the forest or the sea or the desert, we feel so deeply met that our little struggles, our little seeds that we're trying to carry home feel lighter. Or we don't even notice the weight at all. And sometimes when we are with the busyness of humans, we lose track of our ease. And what would it be? What would life be like? If we could stay with our deep roots and let the noises of human beings also be busy in their own way. At ease, even with our own disliking or tension or contraction. It's not in the way of our living. What would it be if our thinking about what we meet made things lighter rather than heavier? Feeling a way now to let anything that feels heavy just now, physically, mentally, emotionally, or whatever, spiritually. Sometimes we could feel something that feels heavy to the soul. Or to our subtle feeling. Can we find a way with whatever feels heavy to stop trying to bear that weight alone? To let it fall through us into the earth. The heavy head or the heavy heart. Letting what is heavy fall through into the ground, the weight of that. And then letting our support come from deep, deep down in the earth. a heavy habit, a heavy hand. And if you wish, feeling your way into the lungs. These miraculous balloons inside our body. Feeling them in the back, under the arms. In the chest, all around the heart. Right up in amongst the shoulders. Do we feel heaviness anywhere in the lungs? Can we get right inside that tissue and feel what it's like to be lung, to be a miracle called lung? Feeling the heaviness of the out-breath as it is let go. The lightness of the in-breath as it is let in. Starting to experience the lungs as if you've never heard about them. Just the moment by moment sensations. That might not be only physical sensations. As lung, do you need more space, more support, more embrace, more groundedness? More appreciation? More gathering inward or more spreading out? Do you need to feel more connected to what's around? to the heart, to the diaphragm, to the stomach. To the spine, to the shoulders. As lung, do you wish you could lean on something for support? Or do you wish that the back would stop leaning on you? Sometimes. With a smile, just letting the lungs have a little bit of what they need. And feeling how the lungs also give what is needed as they breathe out, giving what is needed, and as they breathe in, giving what is needed to the body. And if you feel like, then moving inside the heart, the physical heart. the aliveness of the cells, the power. The generosity. Of this muscle. Another miracle. Just as an experiment for a few minutes, being really inside that fist-shaped muscle. As a physical thing with its own intelligence. Its own sensitivity. As heart, do you feel the wish to be more contained or to explode, to spread out, to be embraced, to be supported, to support? To be less serious about your work. For a while, just as if we don't have a thinking brain going on, we can just really feel inside the heart, physical heart. If there's heaviness, can that pass through down into the earth? And can we feel the support come back in equal measure? The subtle electricity of the heart, the flow and fluidity. And the connections to everywhere in the body. Giving what is needed and being given what is needed. And if you wish, moving inside the liver, which is where the rib cage ends on the right side of the body. First using our ideas to get there and then letting go of our ideas to really be inside. Inside that something called liver that we assumed we knew. That we may have underestimated because it's called part of the body. And again, feeling if there's a need for more support or more space or both. A wish for expression or receiving nourishment. Gathering together or spreading out. Can feel the movement of the breath in the liver. Can use the movement of the breath to help bring what is needed. Whether pulling together or spreading out on the in-breath, whether releasing weight or feeling support or stability or connection on the out-breath. can feel also the rhythm of the heart pulsing the blood through the liver to and from. And coming into the stomach, over towards the left, also where the ribcage ends. Letting the stomach rest. Letting ourselves as stomach rest. And feeling what resting gives. If it gives more of a coming back home feeling, or a more of a spreading out and expressing feeling. Just waking up to all of this inner communication that we actually can feel. How the stomach touches other things inside the body. Whether the stomach moves with the breath. And how that feels. Whether we feel the pulse in the stomach, the rhythm of the heart passed on to the stomach. And the bladder in the center towards the in the pelvis, towards the pubic bone. All of these places that we usually only go when we have to. But we are allowed to feel from the inside just for fun. Maybe we're tired of what we're used to calling intelligence. And so we're open to wake up other kinds of intelligence in this human life. as the sparkling life intelligence that we've been calling bladder, from the inside, what is needed. And maybe coming into all the cells of the whole body. Just letting them all be cells together. Not feeling so much about the differences between the different cells. So skin cells, bone cells, blood cells, etc., all just cells. Mysteriously happening and alive right now. Without our say. Feeling the movements of the breath like slow waves on the sea. The pulsation of the heart. Kind of like smaller waves on the same sea of cells. And maybe we can sometimes feel an even smaller movement, opening and closing in each cell. As the cells let go of what they don't need and open to receive what they do need. Sometimes we can just sense our life sparkling and happening despite us, despite what we thought we were, what we think we are. No matter what we think we are, still happening. Sparkling in its richness, aliveness. Its generosity, giving and receiving. What is needed? And just feeling behind the scenes where this life that is happening by itself, where does it come from? Where do all these cells get their sparkle, their electricity, their flow? Their generosity. Where do they plug in? Or how? Or to what? And what is this feeling? What is this privilege of being able to feel this life happening by itself?